Yo, what's up? This is K Dunn, and you're about to listen to the best of the Uncensored Podcast with my guys, Tumbo and Black Moses. Enjoy.
Jay Ski.
Hey, she look like? Hey, she got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two beast things. Two beast things. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two beast things. Two beast things.
Put your name on her neck or her name on my neck.
What was she, what did she stop doing?
She was talking about that.
If I text is like, I really like it.
She was titty fucking me.
Okay.
Wait, what?
You was titty fucking her.
No, yeah.
Oh, okay, wait, call that nigga. Wait. Like, wait a minute.
She was titty tough fucking me. She was titty fucking me.
Nigga, that's the gay shit.
She can't titty fuck that's, you.
Yes, she
you
can.
You ain't got no titty.
Yes, she
do. She titty fucking me.
No, you were titty.
We get what you said.
No, I don't get what he's saying.
I get what she was.
You had your shit in between her titties.
She was titty fucking me.
You said it right.
No.
She was titty fucking me.
Right, it was y'all.
I was fucking her titties.
You was titty fucking her.
Yeah, she was titty.
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, that's gay.
She was titty fucking.
That's gay.
Well. You know what I'm talking
about. So that means she had a dildo on,
no,
a strap on, and she
no,
put
no,
Joe
no.
Breast is just like, I'm just saying, you said she was titty fucking you.
She was titty fucking me.
Don't say that, sir.
You were titty fucking her.
Yes, that's the proper.
It was your dick in between her tits, right?
Yes.
You was.
I wasn't, Chris. Shit.
No, I was. I ain't got no goddamn titties. She wanted to get.
Hey, you said it.
I know what you was trying to say, bro. I know what you
were
trying to
say. That's like me. She was ass fucking me.
No,
the fuck you say, nigga? She was ass fucking me. No, nigga.
You was titty fucking her. You
my dick was in between her titties.
You
put it like that. I'm just gonna say it like that.
You was titty fucking her. You were the one performing the action.
Some girls like to be recorded. Some girls don't.
They do.
Then they'll ask you for the shit back. You got the recording?
Definitely ask for a bit like delete it, delete all that shit.
It's amazing. This is beautiful work. This is beautiful work. The world need to see this.
Nah.
It ain't for everybody. That's what you don't do.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't tell her that.
That's a breach agreement. I'm not about to share that shit with nobody. That is my own locked in my super cloud. You're not getting to that.
Yeah.
I see your point, sir. I see your point.
Unless, you know what I'm saying? You know, you may be trying to turn
on. Because there, and she got you asleep because she done sucked your life out. And you
got you lit.
With a hot dog in your hand. And take a picture of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Just in case, motherfucker.
Put that right. So you don't want to have no type of motherfucker.
Ooh, they could be sick if somebody did that.
Ooh, what?
That'd be hilarious. My friends would like, never let it down. Oh, them niggas like, oh, you a hot dog handed nigga.
Why you was naked with a hot dog
in your hand? Was she sticking a finger in your ass? What?
Oh,
like, where'd this come from?
That shit'd be crazy.
That shit though. Would be crazy.
But you got people in the world that try to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, you good, sir. Like
take,
that.
Advantage of you while you're on your slips, or while you slipping.
Yeah. Why? It's a new. I've been hearing on Snapchat. Like I'm on Snapchat a lot. King Tumbo, look me up. It's funny. A lot of girls be like, nigga, they be eating ass now. Like
a lot
eating
of girls.
Girls eating ass now. Like it's
eating another girl's ass.
No, right eating there. Niggas' ass.
And these niggas be letting them too.
Is it I okay? Like, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
No,
I'm just saying. I never got it done. Me as a Tumbo person never got his ass ate.
Why you gotta say your name in there? You just could have been anybody and ain't get it done.
No, I'm just saying. Is it, what's wrong with it? Like, if you can do it manly on some man shit, like manly stuff, is something wrong with
anybody want a shot?
Yeah, I'll take a shot.
Yeah, I'm just asking a question because some dudes say they enjoy it. Like this video of this dude, he's a comedian on Facebook, and he was like, "Yeah, I got my ass ate." He said, "At first she slipped it on me, and like she was sucking my balls, and then next you know she went to the tank. And I was like, "Oh, this shit feel good."
No.
And then next you know she said her tongue just
loop. No, 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 no. I don't even care if you got a hurricane tongue. Yes, please, I just want a baby shot. But see, like, even if she, how, no, because how you get back there? How is you getting your balls licked? Like, is you sitting? Is you standing?
Well, what he said, like, laying down.
You know, boy, what I'm saying? Like, I need to know.
Very graphic.
No, because I'm trying to get an understanding. Like, how you do that? It, like, I don't know. I just don't believe nobody playing with assholes.
All right, fuck it.
I tell you, look, this is what happened.
Help.
I'm chilling, you know. I go to a club, I'm in, you know, Montana, can't tell you the city because people will get mad. Anyway, yeah, I'm out there, I'm chilling, I'm having a good time, and the girl giving me the eyeball. I give her the eyeball, we'll be exchange numbers, bam, we get back to the crib. She's stripping. Boom, she like little Flip. Little girls get down on the floor. On
hey.
The
floor
delicious.
Like a pen. Like delicious. I'm like, oh, shit, she's making it down. Little white girl got some moves and shit. So, bam, I'm chilling and shit, I'm sitting in the chair. And she came over to me, she's still real girls getting it. She started putting my pants on to the floor. Okay, like that. So, man, I'm like, wow, I was getting real wild. Then she started going ahead and giving me some head. It was cool, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, man.
On the flow. So,
man, yeah. Like, I'm in it. Like, she had this shit playing. It was just a seat and no furniture and a stereo. That's it. So
premeditated.
Thing, right. I think so. Premeditated eating. Anyway. So like I'm chilling and shit. So then she started sucking my dick. I started liking that shit. Then she went to the balls and my motherfucking left leg popped up. I was liking it and everything. Then all of a sudden she like pushed my leg over and like I turned. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
She's a little gravity.
She's doing that. No, I ain't never had nobody suck from the back like Mike Epps. That shit, she was doing that. So I was digging that, and then I felt a couple of licks and shit. And I'm excuse me. So, you know how you do with a bug? Get out of here, you know what I'm saying? Smacked her in the face on accident. I didn't know she was that close, and she was like licking the booty cheeks, and dog, she ate my ass on accident. It was crazy.
That wasn't no goddamn accident on that shit.
Yeah, it was premeditated.
Whoa, two licks.
But the thing about it was the next day I was confused as a motherfucker.
Like, you feel like you got violated. Like,
this nigga was violated as hell. Like,
I ain't know if I liked it or not. I was confused in the motherfucker. Now, you talking about mojo going, I was throwing interceptions on Madden. Because you're right, I went on like a goddamn 10-game movie streak.
Like, oh, she lit.
At power.theletteru.podcast on IG. You know.
You ain't supposed to do that. You ain't supposed to do that.
That's gay.
That was gay.
Hey, I just like the way it sounded.
It did sound good, though. But I was thinking about it. I'm like, that's what you did it.
Yeah. You start looking like, oh, okay, nice.
Hey, really, yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying?
It'd be like that sometimes.
That's you can't right. do that in front of a
Hell
mic.
Hell, look, furious.
I might do that in some ice cream and some whipped cream between
you know
my girl's legs, though.
I'm not about to.
We get off topic anyway.
All right. Let's go. So, hey, I'll topic
oh, he said he wanted to. Wait. My cousin said this. She said she think all men cheat in a different way. Rather verbal, emotional, or
all women cheat. Then
that's my people.
Yeah, we said that though. We said that. I might look at this girl like, damn, she fine. I'll fuck the shit out of her. Isn't that cheating?
That's lusting.
But that's still cheating, though.
No, it shouldn't be.
No,
everybody lusts. Everybody lusts.
Your girl hears you say,
that's all it is. Yeah.
But why do girls, why you can't say, damn, that girl got a fat ass?
Took a little too far.
Cheating is a physical thing, and lust is a mind thing. Right. I don't know. It's just the action of it. If it's worth it, if you feel like if you with somebody and you feel like hitting that ass is worth it, then it might not be cheating because eventually you're going to leave that person anyway. You find something better if you think the grass is greener on that other side. That's the problem with the motherfucking reality because sometimes the grass don't be green on the other side because the person that you've been with know you like nobody else know you. Solid. So something else, something that big booty bitch that you just cheated with pulled you to her. You know what I'm saying? It may be something little that get on your nerves about her that don't get on the nerves about the one that you've been with.
She blinked three times a second.
Or with me. I'm going to tell you like this. If that she head game ain't right.
That's a crazy bitch.
That's crazy.
Head bitch. Game is a deal breaker for me. I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's a deal breaker. If you can't. And I'm cool.
You gotta sound like a retarded person.
Yeah, you gotta make me sound retarded. You gotta make me say some crazy shit.
Shaboy boy.
Hey, curl your toes up for something.
Airplanes at the black top.
So say for instance, your girl can't suck dick for shit.
Ooh, you committed to her and she can't suck dick for shit. Ah,
you done dry. You thinking in your mind?
Or
okay,
she
I'm gonna suck.
You can't.
Time out. You need to jump off a bridge. Kill yourself. Like, what the fuck? Now, if you like 15, 16, 17, all right. You 18, 19, 20, 21. You talking about, I don't give head. That's nasty. Bitch, kill yourself.
You kill yourself.
Get some bleach, put in the needle,
dick,
and put in your...
Girls, if you
jump
can't
off
suck
the...
dick, you should just
jump off the bridge.
Jump off a bridge. My cousin said...
Handsome black man in the room.
Head and neck first.
Right. Just dive in. Kill yourself. Because you're useless.
Don't play with it. Do it right.
You're useless to the human society. Because
that's what a man wants.
Right. Okay, I got a question. I'm about to flip it a little bit.
Flip it.
I don't eat pussy.
You're terrible. You're a terrible human.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I don't need pussy.
There's
nothing
wrong
with that. Terrible.
Yes.
No.
Terrible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I don't know about for no other female,
Whoa.
But for me,
no.
Yeah.
That's selfish.
Right. No, it's not.
That's selfish.
To me,
no, it's not.
To me, yes. I think it's selfish because if a man wants a female to slob,
I take this back.
This one, I don't want nobody that's not a you can. I want a dick sucker.
Ain't nothing wrong.
I want somebody who likes sucking.
Black people in Montana.
There's black people in Montana.
Okay. Just
how
knows.
Many? 10 in the population.
Just one.
More black people here. I ain't gonna lie. Most I've seen.
Y'all know all, you know all of them, don't you?
Pretty much. The most I've seen, I don't know all the black people in Montana. But the most I've seen in one time was like 17. That was at a club.
You was happy.
Okay, then.
It was all right.
Do they got hoods in Montana?
Yeah, they got hoods
everywhere.
It's like weird hoods in Montana.
They're nice, though, aren't they?
Yeah, actually, the whole Billings, Montana, where, like, you got different parts of Montana, but the parts I'll be in is, like, Billings and Bozeman. But Billings was all, like, underwater. And then, like, you'll see where the airport at is where sea level was at. It's weird as fuck.
Wow. Okay, then.
Yeah.
To his left, I have another member of the Fuck Niggas crew.
Fuck
niggas,
I get money.
I guess. I never heard of that, but whatever.
Oh, we can play that for
Don and D.
What's up, everybody?
Trying to be nice.
I lost my mojo.
We about to get her mojo back. She got a fucking nigga. Where the dick at?
It's sad. It's gone.
Where the dick at?
I don't got it.
God damn it.
You're okay, you're gonna get her groove back.
Ain't
gonna be able to tell her
nothing.
Amazon
selling them
motherfuckers. I was about to say. Why don't you go ahead and send me one school so I know where to go?
I'd be damned if I buy. I ain't gonna go say that.
A pussy for the pocket.
It's cool. I'm gonna order that.
What's that thing called? That Pussycat. I'm gonna order one.
The
Pussycat. Y'all was saying.
I'm gonna get you one for Father's Day.
I wouldn't want that. Only thing I would want was the zapper. You could put it in there and like go to the grocery store and zap her on content. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah, I seen that.
They guys go to
the part of the
game.
Panties. Yeah, they
ma'am, did you need
they
help
come
with
inside
anything?
The panties? Like you could slip it inside the underwear.
You put it inside the panties.
Yeah,
right? Okay.
It's like a little pocket.
Gonna be able to keep leaving.
It's like a little pocket in the underwear. You can slip it in.
Clean up and all five.
And then put it in her panties and we go to a football game. Man, I'll make her cheer on dumb shit. If you're like 31,
what's wrong with that lady?
Fourth and 20.
Why she so tight?
Out of bounds. should be screaming for all types of dumb
shit. She definitely
shit,
gonna
dog.
Be on TV.
Like, right, hell TV. Yeah. Like, this lady is going nuts.
This lady's famous.
That shit crazy, though. That's the only reason I would want one.
To I would try
at
that.
The, at the bad times, take her to a funeral. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They hit her with the pussy zapper at a funeral.
That's what I could take a little.
He was a good man. Oh, nigga, moaning at a funeral, that would set the whole family up. Oh, what's wrong with this bitch?
Nah. The being the motherfucker looking at her,
I
was like, what the fuck is going on in
here? That should be crazy, man. That should be crazy. That'd be my only reason for having a pussy zapper. That's it.
Oh, man. But to the left of Donna D, we have
dick off. They go fuck or they ain't go fuck. That's it.
He said he tired of playing.
He's dropping dick off.
He tired of playing doctor.
I'm like, shit. She might come at me like that. Let's put on magic gloves. I play with you, bitch.
Yeah, where's
the beat? I even put a cat head on, too. You know what I'm saying? Finish the cat be fucking your ass. It was
can
real
you come
freaky
with the
shit.
Or no? Because other than that, I don't give a fuck.
You ever seen somebody on that Pornhub shit fucking with the bunny shit on? They call it furrying or some shit like
no,
that?
No, what type of time is you on?
What? Wait, what you just say?
Who watches furry fuck bunnies fucking on porn?
Hey, look.
You said what?
Why people? Why people?
These motherfucking white folks, excuse me, but you know black folks ain't doing it. But anyway, they had on these bunny costumes. They was fucking in the bunny costumes.
So, okay.
That's some shit I do. That's
see? Look up, see?
Two mascots getting it on.
Fucking in the bunny costume.
No, I'm not doing that. No, I'm just saying my perverted no self would do something like that.
No, I ain't hating on them with the gloves.
That's just like a girl with these bunnies with the booty flap on the bottom. You can fuck. Like that, just let me
that's
take
why
down
the
booty
flap.
Yeah.
But they're not dressed as a bunny.
That
flap is the easiest.
That's
it. Right.
No,
okay,
wanna,
so
wanna
why would I
want to
fuck a nigga that's dressed like a bunny?
Why you gotta go that extreme? Who wanna fuck a bitch with a Batman costume?
A bunny is soft and it's cuddly.
Because they some freaks.
Do you want to fuck a...
Yeah. They don't want to fuck a bunny.
They could be a donkey.
Somewhere where she going to be like... She'll be trying to bake
hopping like a bunny.
Give me that dick. Dick.
Okay, how you going to sound?
I'm taking this dick for Gotham.
Yeah. How you going to feel? How you going to feel? How you going to feel? You come bunny out.
I can actually picture this.
That might be a good... Bro, that's a good one. I might have to use that for my repertoire one day.
I am scared.
Okay, you better get with it.
She can have a Wonder Woman outfit on. I bone Wonder Woman.
But you coming bunny, though. You coming bunny.
I bone her old Wonder Woman.
He don't listen. He don't care. He don't care what she dressed like. He just want that fat ass. That's all he want. He don't care what you come in there. You can come in there with a house looking like a house. He go. He still know what the fuck is going
on. Oh, that the growth.
Oh, you wanted
to not naturally. No, they had to make it. They had to make it.
I'm not on one either side, but I done seen some shit on Pornhub. No, I watch.
Oh, facts.
I watch amateurs. I don't watch motherfuckers that's in the. I don't watch them.
Correct.
I like Cincinnati hooker on the side of the road. I like.
Harassing Cincinnati.
Wow. Naptown bitches. I be watching shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm a reality porno guy.
Whenever you have a sirens, you be listening to porn and sirens be like, damn, the police over there.
Yeah, right.
Like, damn, somebody selling drugs on their lot.
I just don't know. You the ass, man. It's just too much booty. It's too much. But it's some big ass. It's all racist.
Man, have y'all ever slept on an ass like that?
Yes. What's up, man? It's your boy Tumbo. I hope you enjoyed the first half of this show. And I hope you're going to enjoy the second half. Follow me at King_Tumbo on Instagram. Follow the Uncensored Podcast. Instagram at Uncensored_Podcast. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the show. Oh, man. Before I start the intro, I got something to say.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all see all the pictures on Facebook of all the kids going out with their daddies?
Like the father.
Yeah, the father. Yeah, that's all cute. So, if you ever need anybody, all y'all single mothers, y'all independent women, if you ever need somebody to take your kids out, we got somebody for y'all.
There's we do. We do. They right.
Back page for dad. Like, we renting out dads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The number is 313-808-0012. Call us. We will send somebody out there for you.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Call in advance. Don't wait till the last minute.
Please don't wait till the last minute. It's so CP.
They don't tell them what you may get.
We got packages. take a picture with the little nigga.
Yeah, all that. Yeah.
You know, come on.
Give us a little bit more money, we go out to eat. You know.
Make them feel good.
Yeah, get a little croissant.
Yeah. Take them to the store and buy them some candy.
Right.
A little ice cream.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Make them feel special.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit more, we wear a suit.
Yeah.
Don't pull up to my baby father going to dance with no goddamn jeans on, okay?
Standard package, some J's.
Oh, God.
Sweatpants, a hoodie.
I cannot.
Hey, you don't got no daddy. You don't know who the baby daddy is, so why not?
I almost bit this motherfucker.
Welcome to the Unsensor Podcast with Tumble and Black Bones.
What's up?
How y'all doing, everybody?
Hey. All right.
This nigga school baby here. This nigga late. This nigga.
First of all, he was going to worship with the Lord, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can't count it again.
Come on, smoking weed.
I don't believe church, so y'all kind of against him. Wasting his time.
Ooh.
Who we have with us today?
Oh, ladies, we have our co-host, Miss K.
Hey, Miss K. Hey, nice
Miss
to see
K.
you today.
Ew.
Hey.
And our other co-host, I'm supposed to announce, but the nigga late. Nigga shit.
Oh, that's all right. Color people
time.
Right, nigga time.
Always move.
But he said he'd be here at 1:10.
If I make it here before your ass, Lord knows I move just as slow as I want to.
I'm here.
If I make it before you, your ass.
Right, you thought you were
late as hell last time.
Yes.
Was you?
Yes, she was.
She was.
You weren't here.
Well, you wasn't here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was thinking like, you look familiar, though.
Yeah, you weren't here.
Okay, all right.
So, how are everybody doing?
Good.
What y'all been up to?
What's up, Miss E?
Oh, you know, living good, looking better.
All right. I like that. You know, I like that. You better.
You know, I got to say that.
God damn it. Okay. Shit.
Oh, this nigga
it.
Here now.
Oh,
now
this
nigga. Nigga, this nigga intro. He walking in like, this is cool daddy.
Looking like a fucking scholar. What's up, boy?
He just came from college class.
Right.
Got the collar popped and shit.
We niggas, so we be talking shit.
We wasn't waiting on your ass.
That's cool. Don't worry for me, man.
Another co-host.
You smell like love and devotion coming from church. What you was?
Man, I had a hell of a week, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah, dog.
What's up? What's cracking, school?
B-mails is fucking crazy. That's what's cracking, dog.
Yo!
Oh, man. So, wait.
We already know about that. I know that.
B-mails is fucking nuts.
So, me and him going to the casino. We went to Motor City. We went to Speedway. So, this nigga lies ATL. This random white lady just ran up to him, just gave him a hug.
What?
Hey, he like, what the fuck? Man, I was like,
I'm in my phone like,
I'm like, what the hell's up? What the fuck is going on?
Like, hey,
we famous like that? We famous like that?
I don't
know. Did you hug her back?
Craig, huh?
Did you hug her back?
No, I had my phone like this.
He felt so uncomfortable.
So you didn't know her?
No, I knew her from way back in the day, but currently, no. I don't know her.
Nah. He was like, nigga, open the door, open the door.
That was a good impression, that's all it was.
Whatever it was.
Man, you left a good impression.
Man. Hilarious.
You had him running up to you like that.
Hilarious. I ain't did nothing.
What'd she say? Did you say everyone else? Oh, school!
School. That's what, no, actually, she didn't say nothing. She was just like, ah.
I've been laughing like, I'm looking up comfortable. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah, she was like, you be saying I be bullshitting. Like, I don't remember that.
Like, okay.
Man, that was funny.
Okay.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. My weekend was good. We went to the casino last
you
night.
You can't sleep because they really ain't nothing else to do.
Yeah, we've been sleeping
active.
A lot.
Right. I can't wait to get on these ATVs when they set us free. Set
I'm
us
still
free.
Scared. Okay. Fuck all that. I'm going to wait an extra month.
Fuck this. Okay.
I'm going to go out.
Fuck it. I'm about to
blow this popsicle stand. Mouth this bitch. Because it was what? Okay, you wake up. You're watching shit on TV, wash your ass, then you smoke it, you roll a blunt, you go to the kitchen, see what's in there. Same shit from yesterday.
Right?
Then you, if you got a significant other you quarantine with, and try to be freaky for a minute. If you're not, you beat your dick till it's raw. After that, you go to sleep.
Shout out
you wake back up.
Jasmine Cashman.
Repeat.
It's only like you did all that.
It's 11 o'clock by then.
Right. My bad. Go to the liquor store. Get you something to drink.
Right.
I done drunk all types of. I done drunk. What's that gold slicker?
shit. I'm like, let me try that, goddammit.
You try something new.
New shit. That shit
it's so
was
bad.
Terrible.
I'm like, you know what? I want to try weed now. Let me see. I don't got shit to do.
Nigga had gold weed. Pieces
hey,
all on his tooth
stuck
and
like
shit.
This.
I'm like, oh, man. No,
yeah, I've never drank so much.
Yeah.
I'm tired of drinking. I'm tired of being drunk. I'm tired of being high.
Fuck it. Point, ain't nothing else.
I might even try to drink some Mohawk.
Right.
Let me get like 4 bottles of those Fips right there.
Yeah. I just been watching Quarantine Radio, Lil Boosie, a lot.
Hot damn fool.
I have been watching Lil Boosie.
That nigga hilarious.
That nigga said, do the typewriter now. Ooh, that little ass booty. That nigga had me dead.
Man, that nigga's hilarious, man.
Boots is funny. Like that girl that said he looked like a black and mild. Oh, man. Yeah.
That shit is hilarious, but Quarantine Radio is amazing. That shit is amazing.
I'll be checking out a couple of them.
I'm telling you, I'll be recording.
I'll listen to this
gonna
one.
Make me a little profile.
Word. I don't know, man. I go live when I get real drunk and say some secrets that I shouldn't have said.
Oh, damn.
I be looking at this nigga's status. It's like, straight up. right now.
That's what quarantine do, man. Quarantine do crazy things to you, man. It's Easter and ain't nobody in church, man. People was outside the church and having car service.
The hell?
I don't know
trying to be quarantined, not together, but still in the place.
I mean, some pastors that want that money.
Yeah.
No,
I'm not paying you, but outside service.
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
Yeah. No.
I think they just
want to
serve
their
God.
I ain't saying that. I don't think they pass the collection plate from car to car. That'd
shit,
be
some motherfuckers will do that shit.
That's
I swear,
a bit of a stretch.
Okay.
Pastor, please.
That's a stretch. We got a drive-through collection plate. Just come on.
That's messed up.
Some niggas will do that.
Put it in the tall bucket right here.
Like y'all standing outside and got robes and the plates, the golden plate platters with the money in that shit. That's messed up.
That shit would be hilarious. Yeah. Hilarious.
Somebody recorded it on Facebook. I don't know who it was, but
it says
I saw it.
And somebody in Southfield Church, whatever, doing that.
Southfield.
Triumph or Triumph or whatever. I don't care. Anyway.
Welcome to King Coop Productions, and I'm here with Moses and Tumbo.
Coop!
And I'm here with Drea and T.
What's up, y'all?
And her name ain't even Drea. She ain't like that shit.
No, I did not like that. If y'all could have seen my face, I did not like that.
Oh, she bumped into the mic and everything.
It's Drea.
But guess
take
what?
Take the E out.
It's okay. Drea.
I ain't gonna answer.
Young lady.
Queen.
Ooh. She feeling good today, y'all.
That's what I use that word.
That's,
cool.
That's, cool. Cool. That's a good word, though.
What's happening?
So we gonna discuss. This is not even a real topic. We just gonna discuss this. How do y'all feel about, like, you with a woman?
Or man.
Or man, whatever you with. Woman or man.
Okay.
Or man and man, whatever, however y'all want to do it.
Say that word.
Woman and woman, man and man.
Okay, whatever.
Whoever you with, you with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like sex is the key factor of y'all relationship, or is it your feelings?
No. Let me go.
The reason why I do what I do.
We gonna start right here.
Oh, why I do.
Let's go, Moses.
I'm sorry. And I mean, you know, we all have our opinions.
Go ahead.
But it's because of the pussy.
So if she got some good pussy, you staying with her.
Yeah.
No. But if it's trash, you leaving her.
We would never been together.
what if you got with her and you feel her mentally, you feel her not physically, but you feel her like just feel her. Like y'all good business partners, everything. And then you get some of her pussy and it's trash.
Ooh, we'd just be business partners. We had to change that. That had to be changed. You know what I'm saying? And the whole thing is the communication. You know what I'm saying? You have to talk to her. You know what I'm saying? Because we only have one life to live.
I feel you.
And we got to be happy.
So we feel it.
You know what I'm saying?
We hear
what
he said.
His. On to the next.
No, we ain't going to go this way. We going to go right here.
All
right, jumping around.
Yeah.
How you feel?
What it do, y'all? It's your beautiful Tanisha, aka T. Welcome back to Power You Podcast. Here goes my beautiful, beautiful co-host.
Hey, y'all. It's Andrea. How y'all doing?
So today, you guys, we're here with the one and only Tumbone, Black Moses.
She said Tumbone.
It's okay.
What you been doing?
Tumbone. That's okay. So we got a juicy, juicy topic for y'all as always. So y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yes.
Dre, y'all
ready?
Okay, so like.
I'm curious.
Coop's in the building too.
Coop here too.
I think we can run his back. It's Coop and his boy. Go ahead, Dre, do your thing.
All right, so how y'all feel about gays? Like, how about this? No, I'm a bit more specific, I guess. If you had a son and he came home.
Man.
No, pause. Let
get
me finish.
Get the fuck out of my
No. Wow. Pause.
You gay.
Let me finish the question. Let me finish the question. If you had a son, you had one son, right? Your only son, and he came home on some holiday heart shit. How would you feel?
On some who?
Holiday Heart. You ain't never seen that movie?
No, he never seen it.
Okay. You must not be a movie head. You are.
Big Rames, you know who that is, was dressed up as a woman. Like, makeup, dresses and shit, pageants and
we
shit.
We talked about this for about a month ago, right?
How y'all feel about that?
He got boxed the fuck out the house.
So you would
wearing a dress?
So you love your son? Yes.
He gonna get that tough love. Y'all know about tough love?
I do, but
we
so,
just talk about love too today.
Listen. So what you're saying is you will not condone your son being gay. If that's what he wants, he's happy, he's successful.
If it was my son, yeah. You would know not to come in my house with no motherfucking dress on.
So you would judge your son. You would put
he's
him
he gonna get judged with these.
Please don't get him started.
I wanna know the real.
This gonna be the pastor, this gonna be the deacon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's how you feel. Okay.
That's how I feel.
Tell him what you said on our show.
Which one? What did I say?
You said you would pick him up and throw him away.
Oh, so you ever watched this show called Empire?
Yeah. No,
and Lucius?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before.
Empire, Lucius.
In the trash.
He had a gun. He just threw the baby. Threw him like, oh, you got heels on? Threw him in the trash.
I think, you know what I'm saying? I would kind of catch that. You know what I'm saying?
No, if you never, say this. You know, he done all his life, he done introduced you to girls. And, you know, he done went away for college. And then he come and he like, you know, daddy, I want to be real with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been a little conflicted. You know what I'm saying? But now I know what I want. This is what I like. And you know, he done came home. It's Thanksgiving. He done brought his dude home. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa. But how he got a dress on?
He don't have
and
a dress on at this moment.
Like
he could dress like a man. And maybe his nigga dress like the girl. Or maybe they both dress like men.
So
but
they,
he
they,
has
they
a man.
They all in front of family
in a relationship
on the, Christmas?
They came on Thanksgiving. He came with his dude. And he want to introduce you like, you know, this is my lover. Like, this is my partner.
They better have pistols.
Oh,
I'm
so
be like,
wait,
you know
ain't
what?
Just
a minute,
that's
just a minute.
You
I'm
ain't
gonna get my choice
that.
Of gloves.
So you're not okay with that.
I'm gonna get my choice of gloves and I'm gonna pull that motherfucker's belt out.
This shit crazy.
You gonna think a motherfucker had martial arts.
So you're all against your son or being family gay. Members being gay, yeah. But you're okay with like gay people. You don't mind. Gay
you
people.
Know what? I'm cool with female gays.
What? Why?
Trigger word.
I love that. Trigger word for him. I love
okay,
that
we gonna get back to you. Coop, how you feel? If your son, your only son, came home. What is love around Thanksgiving? Like, you know, I'm into sucking dick, daddy. That one, like.
It might have got tested, you know.
I'm hoping.
The bills probably got cut in half.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, $800 bills. Now it's spent four ways.
I just don't like how a baby was brought into it. Like,
oh, the accident. It was an accident baby.
I don't like
a
that.
A basement baby.
Don't call him an
don't
accident.
Don't call that a basement baby.
No, it wasn't.
How it was not?
Okay, I'm going to keep it real with America. Like, a lot of people was accident babies.
Yeah, I was an accident baby.
Yeah.
How many of y'all was accident babies?
I'm an accident blessing.
To the show.
Yeah,
my mama got pregnant with me like this
and
is real one. I'm
that's,
not flushing this
came
one.
Out,
thanks, mommy.
Yeah, my mama was a flushing. She was a G. My daddy would have shaboinged me. my father would have shaboinged me.
What you think about super ugly people? You think they was accident babies?
Dog.
No.
Yes and no.
Who the deacon?
Deacon Big Head, was you an accident baby?
Y'all
deacon
going
Big Head.
Back to that.
I'm still mad.
Man, the deacon. Crazy.
No, don't come for us.
Real ugly people, like, you done seen a motherfucker that you were just like, damn.
I know.
Where did you come from?
Yeah, my cousin.
Like, you ever, like, and wanted to see y'all look him at the whole time? Like,
my cousin's like the third the ugliest dude like I know that. In the world.
How the fuck
he
look
for real.
Now, how?
Cousin,
why?
I need
that.
Why?
I need
you
can't even look in the mirror and try to find a good side.
You be turning your head and trying to find that one angle.
Girl, you say you all the way around,
all the way around, fuck. You just all the way around ugly. Even the back of your head ugly, nigga. You just ugly.
No way you turn. It's just fucked up. Fucked
you know,
up,
the key
up,
word
up.
Is confidence. As long as y'all are confident, I'm just playing. It's still
ugly. I'm trying to bring peace.
I'll be trying to bring peace back to the atmosphere.
Them the most niggas with confidence, though. Them ugly niggas like, hey, I'm ugly, so fuck it.
Like, ugly niggas be like, you should not have. Like,
man, but they be the most confident, though.
Yeah.
That had to be on sale at Walmart, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
so, yeah I got like some ugly niggas that's my friend and shit. They be pulling them, now.
Yeah.
Do y'all feel offended when ugly niggas hop in your inbox? Like, what is it about me that makes it feel like your audacity of you to hop in my inbox?
That's so mean. That's so mean.
Wait a minute. Nah, I'm about to be an ugly man spokesperson, right. God damn it. You can't be.
Like the third ugly nigga in the world.
Like,
yeah.
So wait,
but he might even.
That ugly
so wait, an ugly man, an ugly man should know who he should talk to and not talk to.
No,
so
that's
ugly.
Bold.
That ugly nigga might love you like your daddy never could.
So ugly man could be like, I'm too ugly to get with her,
but I got
See?
This dick though. I got this honey,
yeah,
this royal honey for you.
Draws,
I got that royal honey for you.
What is he?
No. I ain't looking nothing.
I'm bullshitting.
So we gonna go back to the ass licking again, huh?
That's niggas, dog.
We not gonna go back to the
okay,
ass.
Okay,
because listen, I got
to eat ass.
Huh?
That's how I'm gonna eat ass.
Oh, oh wait.
You can't say that. You can't just talk about eating ass.
No, I thought
y'all was
all in
there.
I wouldn't
even want
to say
I wouldn't even want to say. Oh, I thought you was
like,
oh,
no, I'm not part of that section.
I
do not eat booty.
I do not eat ass either. She said,
for the record, no.
I do not eat booty. Booty? No, I do not.
No, I don't eat nothing but USDA approved.
Some ass.
I don't.
You can't be like, so y'all talk about eating booty? And
you're
like,
what?
Like,
she said, oh, y'all.
Hell yeah. I want to get in that conversation now.
I
don't
know.
Hey. Oh.
I before, but I like girls as well, so I haven't ate no
come
hither.
Hey,
let her
sit down. Wait, hold on. Hold on. I'll be trapped, boy.
No.
My whole world be fucked up. Man.
Whoa.
Y'all all friends and shit.
Can we open a wall?
Man,
it's hot as hell.
Book club ain't
up. See, it be the ones that don't talk. Them be the ones y'all got
to
watch out for.
Come out more often.
I forgot what I was about to ask the dudes. Oh, shit, fucked up.
This is a turbo. Which one of y'all want to tell me?
I'll go first. So what it was, because yeah, happy waiting. You know what I'm saying? We were talking about it over the phone, all this old good stuff.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, so the day to day. You know what I'm saying? Got myself together. You know what I'm saying? Prepared.
He woke up before the alarm clock today.
Okay. He got a wax and everything.
You know what I'm saying?
You done prepared. Okay.
I'm prepared. I'm ready. So it comes down to the moment. And she you know, she said her favorite position is doggy style.
Oh.
We get into the, you know, position or whatever.
Off rip?
And I smell that ass. Straight smell like she just took a dump. Before, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it was,
God, that's a
thing. It wasn't strong, but it was a whiff. You know what I'm saying? Just like,
it wasn't strong.
So I don't think a lot of people know.
Stop.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think a lot of people know between the nostrils, the smell goes straight to your brain, goes straight down to your dick. Dick was like, nah, we ain't about to fuck with that. Brain like, what about that fat ass though? What about that fat ass?
So you going in between the two? You don't know. You torn.
So I'm. This is before I put the condom on everything. Don't want to get in the condom. That motherfucker duck down, go to the left. You know what I'm saying? It's doing a little left to the right.
Mr. Softy.
Oh, man. And she's like, then she looking like, what's the problem? Like, what's wrong? What's the matter? What's wrong? So I didn't want to sit there and be like, you know what I'm saying? It's my problem. You know, because then, you know, I know how girls be. They be like, you know what I'm saying? He just, you know, I got his position. And, you know, no, I just went on tour. Like,
you wasn't
girl,
ready.
Your ass.
You told her that? You told her that?
You got to. Why don't
no, but for real, I mean, I feel like
say,
you should.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be looking bad on my point. You know what I'm saying?
So what did you tell her?
You know, you need to go wash that ass.
Straight like that. That's what
straight
you said.
Like that. Straight, what like, was her response? I was like, if you want, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to wash it up, go soap it up for you. You know, wash it up, you know what I'm saying?
This a grown-ass woman, right?
This a grown-ass woman. You know what I'm saying? So eventually, you know what I'm saying? Things turned around. We talked, drank, and everything like that. Then, you know, got back into it. You know, I had to go get me some air.
They talk about some air, start
get
over again.
Air, you know, start over.
It was
over,
tainted.
And then it worked out.
The
it
ass
worked.
Was tainted.
It worked out.
So, what was her response? I just want to know. What did she say? Like after you told her,
I had a friend. No, never. He's a male and he's very attractive. And he literally called me one day like, "I want to fuck," and I'm like, "No," because and I just told him like, at the end of the day, your kids is my god kids. I value our friendship. Uh-huh. More than
there you go.
Sex.
There you go.
Even though
I expect that from
because
a female.
Going,
that's what female does.
Yeah,
but I understand that from a female's
the whole concept of friendship is gonna change.
So why?
Wait,
time
out.
It's not gonna be the same.
Why?
It's not gonna be the same.
Why we just can't fucking still be friends?
No, gonna be like
I just not.
You act like a female. Female does that shit.
But then the guy don't think they can get in whatever they want.
No,
they keep asking and bugging.
I might not bug by my leg.
You gonna ask every blue listen, moon.
He took my hand.
Because
you
once you,
right.
Listen,
you know,
once,
not,
listen,
can I
once
touch,
I put it
can
down,
I
once I put like it down, good. It ain't no
exactly.
Going back.
It's not.
It's not.
Once I.
Oh, you King Diggly, huh? You King Diggly.
So unleash the power.
Your cousin would tell you, I was like, no, she said, I had an infection in my leg and they had to cut it off.
Oh.
I was like, oh. And she was like, and you could tell she would start getting discouraged.
Right, and insecure like, about
it. Oh. Yeah, I was like, fuck it. Girls with legs be love too. And yep. She just bust out laughing. I was like, fuck it, girls with legs
I mean,
love
at this
too.
Point, you was ready. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, why not? I'm here already, though. Like, I'm here. And I'm thinking, like, this is going to be an awesome story when I tell my brother.
Oh,
my and it's going to be hilarious. So,
wait, your cousin didn't know she had one leg?
My cousin did know.
Oh,
but
he didn't
take her ass. No, it was a girl. She being funny. She thought this would be hilarious.
Oh.
Like, she thought this would be hilarious.
That's not funny, though.
Knowing me, that I'm down for whatever. I don't care. As long as you're not a man, I don't care. I'm down with forever.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, we were having sex. It was so much room and stuff. Like, I made her feel so comfortable. I was kissing on her nose.
On her nose?
Yeah,
oh, he was kissing
like
the nub.
Her.
Yes,
yeah, why
yes,
not?
For the nub love.
Why not?
Yes,
love too.
Yes,
that's how I look at it.
Exactly.
And I knew it made her feel better and stuff. It was so much room. Like, and the funny thing about it was, I was trying to lift up both legs. You know,
right.
Oh, the leg there. Right. I was like, ooh, and I told her, I said, ooh, so much room over here. And she just, I was making her laugh and stuff. It was fun. One of the top three. Top three.
So the sex was good.
Yes.
So it was good. Okay.
Top three right now. And I'm very serious now. I'm a whore now. I used to be. I'm an ex-whore.
Okay. I'm about to say, I hope you're still not a whore and you married. What's going on, sir?
I'm an ex-whore.
Oh, yeah, you need to end that. You know what I'm saying? But, okay. Yes. I couldn't wait to hear that. I was like, I need to know how was the sex because this is that. I knew the story was going to be amazing. Like, it was going to be amazing.
Yeah, she was riding me. It was like so much room.
Shit, like, it's convenient.
Man.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's convenient. And it's convenient. Like, you know, it's convenient.
Okay.
You got a little more air.
I'm 89, but shout out to all the 90s babies. The reason we so good is because we used to eat the pudding off the motherfucking cup with no spoon.
Slurp game be serious.
All right, Karen.
I'm just saying. But that's only for, you know, if I fuck with a nigga like that, I ain't just out here just sucking just no random dick. Like, if I fuck with you the long way like that, like, nigga, just know.
I'm still thinking about
we in the bedroom.
We cool, right? No. We cool, right?
I'm about to ask you what flavor you
you like? What flavor you like?
Never. Swirl it.
Oh, man. I'm going to go to hell.
No, I'm not yet, man. When I'm in a relationship or something with somebody, you know, we fucking around like that, I like to please my significant other. So,
that's what's up. So, you don't do no practice like, you know how Michael Jordan used to have scrimmage games? I'm just saying.
I feel like Iris and that nigga. It's
a hook. Huh?
You know, I hear you talking about
but
practice.
But I'm just saying, though. Like, practice.
Practice.
That's when you don't know what to do.
Like, but I'm just Iris, practice. Sharpen up your skill. Damn, my throat.
You out here talking about the game, but
anyway.
There's a whole game going like on. You talking about practice. You fucking with Iris, not Jordan. What?
Yeah, right. What's about Jordan? I'm just saying, though, you know, sharpen up your skills. Like, oh, man, I see. I'm going to try this skill out.
If you into somebody, let me tell you, them skills going to pop out. Like, exactly. You going, like, if you ever did have some bad head, that's because that bitch wasn't really into you like that. But when you into a motherfucker and you want to, please.
But what if it's bad girl? Still that she into you and yeah, you still got me?
It ain't going to be like that. What up, cuz? I really just don't want what to know what I'm in here talking about.
What up, though? This is Scoob the Hustler, a.k.a. Scoob the Hustler, on Instagram, Scoob the Hustler, Twitter, Scoob the Hustler, on Snapchat, Scoob _ the Hustler. That's S-C-O-O-B-D-A-H-U-S-T-L-A. Yak Town.